Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, a celebrity addiction gives new meaning to the Mile High Club. Because they're high. And it's also the name of a club where they're high in the air. Hi, I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Gab Canada. I'm also a stand-up comedian. You've seen me on Just for Laughs. You can find me on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, and at adamgrow.com. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. Stay tuned for details on how you can win cash out of my pocket live on stage. While both agree that he was removed from the plane in LAX, Alec Baldwin and American Airlines disagree on what happened. This is the story we've come to know. He apparently threw a hissy fit after flight attendants told him to shut off his smartphone while they were preparing to take off. He then is said to have locked himself in the lavatory, which is airplane lingo for bathroom. The flight had to be delayed as they escorted him off the plane, and other passengers were apparently outraged by his selfish behavior. Personally, listen, I'm all over airplane etiquette and the lack thereof by many. Like repeatedly opening and closing your tray table, or using both armrests, or smuggling on a way too big carry-on. It's a carry-on, which is airplane lingo for too cheap to pay $20 to check your bag. But I do think celebrities should get special treatment. Well, I mean, when they're awesome celebrities, like Alec Baldwin. In December 2011, Alec Baldwin was escorted off an American Airlines flight when he refused to stop playing what addictive social media game? Back in 2011, Alec Baldwin escorted off an American Airlines flight. He refused to stop playing what addictive social media game? Is it A, World of Warcrack? B, Methylene Doxymethamphetamineville? Highly addictive. C, Sweaty Birds? Or D, Words with Friends? Humor website Cracked.com has called Words with Friends the crystal meth of language games. So maybe the flight attendants were attempting an intervention. Play the Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrow.com, where you can also check for dates for the live version of my show, which features stand-up comedy, and your chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant on stage. I'm at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto on June 8th with my quiz show. Before then, I am doing some straight-ahead stand-up comedy at Absolute Comedy Club in Toronto starting April 11th through that weekend. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.